From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Yemen's former president Ali Abdullah Saleh has been killed. A video showing what appeared to be his corpse is circulating on social media. His death comes 2 days after an alliance appears to have fallen apart. On Saturday, Saleh denounced the Houthi militia and suggested restoring ties with Saudi Arabia. Saleh was 75 years old. He ruled Yemen for more than 3 decades before he was ousted under popular and political pressure in 2012, but he continued to wield power behind the scenes, forming an alliance with the Iran-backed Houthis. In a victory for President Trump, the Supreme Court decided Monday to allow his latest travel ban to remain in force while the legal fight continues in the lower courts. 7 of the justices ruled in favor of the administration, saying the partial stay on the ban should continue. The court did not give a reason for its decision. The travel ban is the 3rd one Trump has issued. It bars most travelers from 8 countries, 6 of which are Muslim majority. They are Chad, Iran, Libya, North Korea, Somalia, Syria, Venezuela, and Yemen. For the first time since 2011, a United Nations official will be visiting North Korea, which has ramped up its nuclear and ballistic missile tests this year. Under Secretary General for Political Affairs Jeffrey Feltman is expected to visit Pyongyang from December 5th through the 8th. The invitation was extended during the UN General Assembly meeting in September. Feltman will meet with the North Korean Foreign Minister and Vice Minister and members of the diplomatic corps. This is VOA News.